The federal government in Washington, D.C. is officially closed for a third straight day today as another storm blows in, adding a fresh layer of snow and ice. The snow didn't stop the U.S. Senate from trying to do some business yesterday, but getting to work in a nearly paralyzed city is one thing. Digging out of entrenched partisanship is quite another. NPR's David Wilna has our report.
The Senate was officially in session yesterday, but most of its scheduled hearings got postponed due to the weather. Not so with the Budget Committee, chaired by North Dakota Democrat Ken Conrad. Its hearing on the newly released federal budget and the ever-expanding debt had a notably sparse turnout. As Conrad noted, just one Republican, Jeff Sessions of Alabama, turned up.
Senator Sessions, thank you so much for being here.
And Sessions returned the pleasantries, telling Conrad he did not really mind being stuck in this giant snowbank called Washington.
It's fun for me to be out a little bit Sunday, to walk around and see the beauty of the snow. It's really a stunning sight, but it does cause difficulties for travel.
If you like the beauty of this snow, I would like to invite you to North Dakota anytime in January and February of next year. In fact, maybe spend all of January and February.
That would be one way of whittling down the GOP's numbers now that Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown has denied Democrats a filibuster-proof majority. President Obama dealt with that yesterday by sitting down at the White House with Democratic and Republican congressional leaders.
There should be some areas where we can agree. And we can get some things done, even as we have vigorous debates on some of those issues that we don't agree on. A good place to start, and what I hope to spend a lot of time on in these discussions today, is how we can move forward on a jobs package.
Afterwards, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell told reporters in the White House driveway that the job-creating bill that Senate Democrats are putting together is still only a work in progress.
We want to make sure it's not just another stimulus bill that will not create any jobs. So it's just too early to tell what that package is going to look like. And the weather is sort of interfering this week with our ability to do business as well.
House Republican leader John Boehner, for his part, said he'd like to go along with President Obama's proposal for a bipartisan televised meeting later this month on the stalled health care bill. But Boehner said that bill should not be the starting point for discussions.
It's going to be very difficult to have a bipartisan conversation with regard to a 2,700-page health care bill that the Democrat majority in the House and the Democrat majority in the Senate can't pass. So why are we going to talk about a bill that can't pass?
Each chamber actually has passed a health care bill. It's just that they haven't passed the same one. As Majority Leader Harry Reid opened an afternoon session of the Senate, he made no mention whatsoever of the unfinished business of health care.
The issue before the Senate today is what we do with Mother Nature. Mother Nature has been very difficult to deal with.
Mother Nature, it would seem, has conspired to keep Reid from his goal of finishing a jobs bill before the Senate leaves for next week's President's Day recess. Republicans say it can't be done. Ohio's George Voinovich says Reid is trying to use the prospect of the break to get that bill passed.
I don't think that's intellectually honest, and I think people back home would say to you to respond that quickly is, it's not good public policy.
Reid later relented and announced there would be no more votes before the recess. Colorado Democrat Mark Udall says the Massachusetts election may actually prove a gift for Democrats, forcing them to collaborate with Republicans.
We may not see it as a gift. We may see it as a strongly worded message, particularly for Democrats, that we're not getting the job done. But I do think my Republican colleagues need to listen as well.
Today, though, even the Senate is shut down by the snow. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Here's an update for those who may be in places where there is not snow. Chicago is under a foot of snow today. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. Here in the nation's capital, snow has been blowing sideways in heavy winds. Outside the windows of our studios, you can look through those clouds of snow and see an American flag, often fully extended before the wind. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.